What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Andrew Fraser is a full-time volunteer staff member at Youth with a Mission Perth. We spoke to him last when he just returned from a two-week documentary trip through Thailand. The focus for the trip was to highlight the horrific practice of child trafficking and the circumstances that allow such an industry to exist. Since then, he's travelled to India and Nepal. Andrew joins me now to talk about a new exhibition. It's titled Through Their Eyes. Andrew, welcome back to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thank you very much. It's a privilege to be back.
Let's talk about the issue of child trafficking, because we may feel that it's something that is just a small industry that happens in a few places. But, of course, you're putting on this new exhibition just to show that this is not in one small area. And when we talked about Thailand last, you said it's not just constricted to Thailand. These sorts of things are happening right around the world.
Yeah, that's correct. Virtually every nation, you know, across the world is really affected by this. And our focus currently, as you said previously, is Nepal and India. But the reality is this area of injustice called child trafficking really extends beyond all borders and reaches right into the crevices of all societies, unfortunately.
Give us a bit of an understanding. What are we talking about here? Is this just child labour, or is it even more sinister than that?
We're looking at child labour, but our focus currently is the area of sexual exploitation. So this is where children are actually sold and trafficked into brothels and maybe smaller domestic exploitative circumstances. But child trafficking does, I guess, cover a wide area of exploitive things, but our main focus is the area of sexual exploitation.
I guess it's hard for us to understand, and yet we know that this goes on. And as difficult as it is there any way that we can get a handle on just how many people are being affected by this?
Oh, we can. There is, you know, estimates of around 1.2 million children involved in child trafficking globally, generating billions of dollars. Now, they're, you know, statistics that are on paper, but I think by far and large, those numbers would be higher than 1.2 million.
That's frightening, 1.2 million children. And what sort of ages are we talking about?
Any ages from 5 years old up to 18. Now, 18 is the cutoff stated in the children's law, but, you know, the reality is that even beyond 18, you know, these are children that never had the opportunity to actually grow up.
Obviously, if children are taken when they're young and put into these sorts of situations, it doesn't stop when they reach 18. It continues on from that point. And so while we're talking about 1.2 million and possibly quite a lot more children involved, it just goes on well beyond that, doesn't it?
Oh, that's correct. And that's what we really want to share during the exhibition, is that, hey, these are people's lives. This is a daughter, this is a son, a sister, an uncle, an auntie. And, you know, they are the very things that we, you know, in Perth can actually relate to, can connect with, is the beauty of relationship. So it's not just about an age bracket, like you said, it's about people, you know, and that's the value of an individual.
What's being done to counter child trafficking around the world?
There's many non-government organisations and also government organisations that are working, you know, right at the grassroots level, which simply means, you know, looking at poverty as a main real killer, is placing people in a position of desperation out of poverty. So there's legislations that are being overlooked by various countries. Every country in the world is actually called to an account legally when it comes to areas of injustice and specific to child trafficking, to give an annual report of what is being done. So it's a combination of things that are being put into place, but then it's the carrying out of those legislations and various services that really, that's when the rubber hits the road. So there's, you know, great works being done by small organisations, individuals, and also larger bodies.
And I suppose one of the first starting points in doing something more about stopping child trafficking is for more and more people to let it really seep into their souls, to understand a bit more of what's going on, so that they become absolutely passionate about seeing this horrific thing stopped. And I guess that's part of what your exhibition is all about.
Oh, that's correct. You know, it's the simplicity of being educated and then being a person of conviction. You know, conviction is always accompanied with action. And that is the importance of, you know, not just being aware. Awareness can be, you know, achieved by jumping on the internet. But to be educated and to act upon it is something completely different. And that's what we want people to be developing is, you know, get aware. What is it? What is child trafficking? How can I be involved? You know, maybe I could be the answer to someone's prayer. Maybe I could be the answer, you know, to one of these children in this desperate situation. And that's what we want to inspire people and just to create that belief of, yeah, look, I can do something. No, that doesn't matter what age, you know, what background, what belief you may have. You know, there is no one I've spoken to that says child trafficking is right. So the alternative is to stand up and say that it's wrong.
I suppose when we hear those statistics of 1.2 million and knowing that it is possibly higher, we can hear those numbers and be somewhat horrified, but it doesn't really do much to us until we see that each of those numbers really relates to people. And I guess that's part of what the photographic display is going to highlight. It's a display of photos. What are people going to see if they come along to the display over the next week or so?
Well, more than anything, we want to honour these children. You know, these are children who are either at risk or have already been exploited. So we don't want to carry on the action of exploitation through our photography. So, you know, we've designed it in a way that's really honouring, that's telling their stories. You know, the title of the exhibition is Through Their Eyes, and that's exactly what we want to present. Not through my eyes or, you know, my experiences, but what do they see and how do they experience life? So it's an exhibition that is really set up for the whole family, you know, all ages, really wanting to reach people where they're at, regardless of background, age, anything like that. So, yeah, there's combination, there's landscapes, there's portraits, there's abstract shots. But like I said earlier, the essential thing is to really capture the value and display honour to these children.
Well, Through Their Eyes, the photographic display, is beginning this Saturday. It runs from the 2nd to the 10th of February, and it's on at the Moores Building, Henry Street in Fremantle. And I believe that any donations that people want to contribute along the way, or sales of the photos, are going directly towards protecting children at risk in South Asia.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, these are ministries that are long-term in both Nepal and India that work with children at risk. So we're really wanting to get behind them and financially support, as well as send people into the future to actually be hands and feet on the ground. So these are people doing great things out there, and we want to, yeah, be a blessing to them. So, you know, all money, 100%, will be going towards protecting children at risk. So either come down during from the 2nd to the 10th, or the opening night, which will be 6:30 on Friday the 1st.
Okay, Andrew, it's been great talking to you. Of course, talking about the Through Their Eyes display that is going to be on at the Moores Building, Henry Street in Fremantle, from the 2nd to the 10th of February. And as Andrew just said there, 6:30 this Friday night is going to be the opening if you'd like to head along to that. But Andrew, thank you so much for working tirelessly to turn this problem around and letting us know what you're doing. Thanks for your time on Sunshine FM today.
Thank you very much.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.